Blog Talk Radio.
We're knocking. You going in?
Lessons of Life.
Well, we want to welcome you to Praises of Emmanuel Ministry. And on behalf of our pastor, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor, and the entire Praises of Emmanuel Ministries family, we are here with open arms, a loving heart, and a giving spirit. If you are without a church home or seeking salvation, please know that our doors and our hearts are always open to you. We welcome you once, we welcome you twice, we welcome you three times in Christ. And we have a few quick announcements. Praises of Emmanuel Ministry, we are having our grand opening celebration. We want everyone to be welcome to our healing and deliverance service, which will be this month on a Sunday, June 28, 2015, from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. The location is 191 20 Grand River, corner of Warwick, Detroit, Michigan, 48223. If you have any questions, please give us a call. We're going to have a very good time in the Lord, and we are so glad to be in service once again. So invite a friend, invite a family, and come out and just celebrate the goodness of the Lord. The last announcement is celebration time, which we are having a celebration again for Praises of Emmanuel Ministries, and we are honoring our ministry. You are invited to our banquet luncheon. We would love for everyone to reserve by June the 30th. Registration is $50. You can pay through PayPal, and you can mail to our P.O. box if you like. This is going to be at the St. Regis Hotel, August the 30th, which is a Sunday, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. And just come out again so we can praise the Lord and celebrate the goodness of the Lord and celebrating that he died for us and why we should live for him. And we could just have lunch over all of this. So please, again, registration is $50. And members, we have to move quickly. So if you can, please send in your registration fee. I will bless the Lord at all times and thank God for being God. God bless each and every one of you. I will turn the mic over to Sister Tazara to read the scripture of the word today. God bless.
God bless everybody on the line. Good afternoon, Bishop Taylor and Sister Taylor and all the saints that's on the line. May God bless everybody. And welcome back, Sunshine, to Detroit. We love having you. I would like to say, I would like to read Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul. And all my being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul. And do not forget how kind he is. He forgives all my sins, all my diseases, and keeps me from the grave, and blesses me with love and mercy. He still fights for good things so I can stay young and strong like an eagle. The Lord judges the favors of the oppressed and give them their rights. He revisits his plan to Moses to let the people of Israel see his mighty deeds. The Lord is merciful. Slow to become angry and full of constant love. He does not keep on rebuffing. He is not angry forever. He does not punish us as we deserve or repay us according to our sins and wrongs. As high as the sky is above the earth, so great is for those who honor him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins from us. As the Father is kind to his children. So the Lord is kind to those who honor him. He knows what we are made of. He remembers that we are dust. As for us, our lives are like grass. We grow and flourish like wildfire. Then the wind blows on it, and it is gone, but no one can see it again. But for those who honor the Lord, his love will last forever, and his goodness will endure for all generations of those who are true to his covenant and who obey his command. The Lord places his throne in heaven. He is king over all. Praise the Lord, his strong and mighty angel, who obeys his command, who listens to what he says. Praise the Lord. All you heavenly powers, you servants of his to do his will, praise the Lord, my soul. All the creatures and all the places he rules, praise the Lord, my soul. In the name of Jesus, amen. And I'd like to turn it over now to Sunshine for a child's prayer. A Sony, known as Sunshine. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Saints. This is Sunshine. I am here visiting for the whole summer with my grandparents. I am glad to be in service. I will say a prayer for us this morning. Pray today. Before each day, remember to pray that we'll be safe at play. Pray at night, for it is right. Then sleep within God's light. All through the day, remember to pray. Jesus will guide each day. God bless each person on the ministry line today. In God's name, amen.
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 Amen, saints. Amen. Let's start off. Amen. Let's have some church. Amen. Today, I was just thinking about hallelujah, old congregation song that we used to sing in church. Amen. And it goes like this:
by and by, Lord, when the morning comes, all the saints of God be gathered as one. We'll tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand them better by and by.
Then it was another one. It goes like this:
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. You can call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. You can call him up. Sing with me. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want. If you need your body healed, tell him what you want. Come on, church. If you need your body healed, tell him what you want. Well, if you need your body healed, tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want.
Hallelujah. Am I singing by myself? Wait a minute now, church. Come on now. You got to sing with me. Okay, now we're going to start it off again. Jesus on the main line. One, two, three, go.
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want.
That's right.
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want.
That's right.
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want.
Don't worry about how you sound.
Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. You can call him up and tell him what you want.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Come on, praise the Lord. Come on, let's have church today. Praise his holy name. But when praise is going up, blessings come down.
Praise.
Can I get an amen this morning?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Joy, joy. Joy is in the liberty of the Lord. Amen, amen. When we have liberty, we have joy. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let's bring down the Spirit of the Lord right now.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're watching a basketball game with Cleveland and the other team. Amen. All the folks be shouting, and it's so loud in there you can't even hear it. And they call, amen, for a rest. Amen. But amen. But when Jesus is in town, hallelujah, we need to shout. Loud as the world can shout. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Lord, we come to you.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord, for a new day. We thank you, dear Lord, for the blood that is flowing through our veins. We thank you, dear Lord, for the activities of our lives. And
yes,
we thank you, dear Lord, for food to eat. And yes, Lord, we thank you for shelter over our heads. We thank you, dear Lord, for good portion of our health. We thank you, dear Lord, that we have eyes to see with, ears to hear with, a tongue to praise you. But dear Lord, if I had 10,000 tongues, it still would not be enough to praise your holy name. But Lord, you're worthy to be praised. And Lord, Lord, we just thank you for this day, for a brand new day. We lay down at night anticipating a new day. And Lord, you did not have to show it to us. But I'm sure there are many who did not wake up this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But you woke us up. And we just thank you, Lord. We thank
you
for all the voices that I hear in my ear.
Thank you.
The singing of praise and hallelujah. As we say hallelujah, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory, glory, glory to your name.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory to your name.
Glory, hallelujah.
Praise your holy name right now.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I lift
hallelujah.
And my eyes, which come in my help. My help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
thank you, Lord,
Lord,
for helping us. Helping us along the way.
Thank
when we
you,
could
Father.
Not help ourselves. Lord, you helped us. Thank you, Lord. For
thank
bringing us out of the world of darkness. And
yes,
to a marvelous life.
And to
we
the
thank
life.
You, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Saving our souls.
Thank
you, Lord. And it's not because of how good we are, but Lord, you came into the world to save sinners. Amen.
Yes.
And we thank you, not for the righteous, but you came for the unsaved.
You yes,
came
Lord.
For the unrighteous. So, Lord,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for your
thank
grace.
You, Lord.
Praise your holy name.
Praise
your holy name for grace this morning.
Glory, hallelujah.
For divine favor this morning. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh,
thank
I just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
I
want to
thank you for victory this morning.
Thank you.
Victory over my enemy.
Hallelujah.
Victory over the devil.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Your holy name.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, thank
good.
You, Lord.
Yes,
thank
he's good this morning.
Oh,
we're worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is worthy to be
lift
praised.
Lift up his name.
Oh, glory his holy
worthy
name.
To be praised.
Glory be to God. Oh,
yes.
Lord, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, I just want to say it all to you this morning. I have... The reason why I got everybody's mic open, amen, because we have a church, amen. Hallelujah. That's right, that's right. I hear somebody praise right now. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Just send this time out to praise him, and then I'll come with the word. But when we praise him, blessings come down. I'm pretty sure that we need something from the Lord, but we can't do a dry prayer. We can't live a dry spiritual life. We got to live for the Lord. And we got to praise him in everything we do. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It is evident that those who live for Christ, hallelujah, for those who praise his holy name, those are the ones who are truly being blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. All right.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to settle down so I can bring the word to you. I want you to turn your Bibles over.
Get in there.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes. I'm going to just let, amen, Sister Rosalind continue to praise him. That's who you hear this morning. Amen. But I want to come from the Bible, the book of Ephesians. And yes, before I get started, I'm just thankful for Hashan, our granddaughter, who is with us for the summer. Amen. We took a drive, amen, to North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina. Amen. And the Lord brought us there safely, without harm, without danger. We thank you that we had enough, amen, just enough to just make it there and make it back. So the Lord will provide for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He gave us enough for that gas and to go there and gas to come back, even the toll. Amen. Amen. And then Juanisha, she helped me on the way back, the Sunshine's mother. She helped, amen, to drive. Amen. That took a lot, amen, off of me. Amen. You know, that road get weary. Amen. It will wear you down. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but I'm
is.
Just thankful. Amen. And I'm just feeling good. Amen. This morning. Praise His holy name. All right. Well, I am coming from the book of Ephesians, the second
mm-hmm.
chapter, and the first through the tenth verse. And I'm going to start reading. Amen. From that's the second chapter of Ephesians, and beginning from the first verse through the tenth. And it begins, this is Paul writing to the church, and Paul says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live, when you followed the ways of this world, and are the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts just like the rest of them. We were by nature objects of wrath, but because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up, that is, with Christ, seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace and express in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved." Hallelujah. I read that again. "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself. It is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So I have read the second chapter of Ephesians, the first through the tenth verse. Amen. And I'm going to put a topic on our lesson for this afternoon, and the topic is made alive in Christ. We are made alive in Christ. Now, as the scripture says, we were born in transgression and sin from our parents. Amen. Our parents, amen, we were born and transgression and sin. Hallelujah. Our first parents, which is Adam and Eve. Sin is the spiritual DNA that is embedded into everyone that is born of a woman. There is only one person born of a woman, amen, but been made through the seed of God the Father, and that is Jesus Christ. Therefore, that sinful nature wasn't in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because man did not put the seed into the womb of the Virgin Mary. It was the seed of God, which is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So, but we was not born that way. We was born, amen, hallelujah, in sin. Our DNA, which is, once again, amen, the sin nature that has been grafted into us because we were born of a woman. But there is hope in God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John 3:16 says, which is the formula for salvation, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall be saved. That is the formula for our salvation. In that passage is where we find hope. Because God loved us so much, he realized, amen, that there was no hope for us. Amen. Being born and shaped into iniquity, amen, since the beginning of the world, which through Adam and Eve, because they are our, amen, first parents. And through disobedience, amen, that's where sin comes into the world, because of disobedience. See, the sinful nature cannot, amen, obey God. I'll say it again, the sinful nature cannot. It is impossible for the sinful nature to obey God. The only way that the sinful nature can act is through disobedience of the word. So you hear a person say, it is hard for me to save God. It's hard to live a sanctified life. The only reason why it's hard, because that's the sinful nature that is saying that it's difficult to live a sanctified life. The sinful nature will blind a person to make them believe that it's difficult to live a sanctified life. So therefore, the sinful nature will allow for that person or pursue that person and persuade that person that living a sinful life or worldly life is much easier. Hallelujah. But once again, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, which is Jesus Christ, and whoever believes in him, talking about Jesus, shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. It is also written that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. That's written in the book of Romans, the 6th chapter and the 23rd verse. Therefore, saints, we were dead in our sin and transgression. Although it may appear that the sinful nature is having a good time, but it's nothing but an illusion. See, those who are in the world, when you see them, and you remember when we were in the world. Come on now. Don't. Everyone has a beginning. When we were in the world, we thought we was having a good time. We was dancing in the world. We was drinking in the world, smoking in the world, whatever that our sinful nature desired to do, we did it. And it appeared that, wow, I'm having a great time. Have you ever heard a person say, when they talked about the night before, how much fun they had when they got drunk, but yet waking up in the morning, they were sick? Amen. Isn't that a deceitful? Isn't that an illusion? Amen. When your head is spinning and you're drunk, amen, after smoking all night, you come back home after 3 or 4 days, hallelujah, and you're tired and you're weary, amen. You haven't eaten in 3 or 4 days, so your body, amen, is malnourished. But yet, the sinful nature, amen, makes you think that you're having a great time together. Well, that is an illusion. And that's why it's hard, amen, to live a life for Christ, because the sinful nature won't let you live a life for Christ. So therefore, where is the hope? Amen. In this message of salvation and sanctification, I want to let you know that there is hope. Amen. And that hope is in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh, you don't have to stand. stand on your head. You don't have to go out and pass out words. You don't have to, amen, work. It's not in work. We are saved by faith. Faith in what? Faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you got faith in what the word says in John 3:16, amen, and you believe that it is true that when God gave his only begotten son, amen, and that he loves us that much, amen, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. If you got faith in that, amen, then therefore you have walked into the door of salvation and sanctification. Praise God. Glory to the Lord. So therefore, the illusion, amen, will fade away. God, amen, will show you the right side, amen, that is different from the wrong side. What is it that make a person want to come out of the world of darkness? Well, because their eyes have been opened to the truth, and the truth is that the wages of sin is death. That person has been motivated, amen, to come out of the world of darkness, amen? And then they begin to go to church. They begin to fall down on their knees, and they begin to ask the Lord, Lord, save me, for I don't want to perish, amen? That is the hope. But that person has to do it themselves. You can't do it for them, amen? They have to come to the Lord. Amen. They have to be willing to come to the Lord. Of course, we can pray for those who have come out of the world. It is our duty to pray for those who are still in the world. But you can't help the person in the world if you go into the world and live with them and indulge in the same lifestyle that they indulge with. Then you become a hypocrite. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah. So therefore, if you're not strong enough, amen, to not indulge in the same things by going and hanging out with them, then don't go at all. Amen. Don't fool yourself. Don't let the devil deceive you to make you think, oh yeah, I can take one drink, amen, and I'll be all right. I can do this one time and I'll be all right. No, you won't be all right, because it's a trap. Amen. It is a trap. It is called, what Jesus said, the foxhole. Amen. That if the little fox will come in to your house, if you leave one little crack in the door, and it will come on into there, and then he will take over. Hallelujah. That little fox, which is a tricky spirit, is Satan the devil himself. So therefore, although it may appear, amen, that the sinful nature is having a good time, and it's nothing but an illusion. It is the trick of Satan, the devil. He is the great deceiver, deceiving us into believing that living in sin is acceptable. However, didn't you know that Satan is the greatest schemer of all time? Did you know that? Amen. You think scheme, there's people who scheme. Amen. There are people who scheme to try to trick you into giving you their identity so that they can steal your identity or your social security number. They can steal your identity. Yeah, those are schemers. But the greatest and baddest schemer of them all is Satan himself. And he's so good at it that he will scheme you. You don't even know that you're being schemed. Ain't that the truth? That's what I mean by being under an illusion. Remember what Satan's real name or his real nature is: to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, why would we want to walk hand in hand with him when we know what he's all about in the first place? Do you want to die? Amen. Do you want him to steal your hope from you? Do you want him to destroy your blessings? Well, if that's what you want, you will continue to walk with him when you know what he's all about. It's different for those who just don't know. It's different for those who don't have knowledge, where that is caught up in the illusion, thinking that Satan is their friend, thinking that Satan is the big time, amen, that makes you feel like you're really doing something fine and great, amen. Like having big wheels, amen, on a raggedy car, a hoopty that don't really run, but the wheels on that car is $10,000 a piece. Ain't that an illusion? Yes, it is an illusion. A wife and I saw a car abandoned, amen, on the highway, amen, and it had those expensive wheels, but the car is abandoned, broke down. Why? Because the wheels are more expensive than the engine in that car. Isn't that an illusion? Yes, it is an illusion. Just give you an example of how we live in an illusion. Amen. Amen. So the thief, Satan, comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come, it says in the scripture, this is Jesus in John 10 and 10th verse. It says, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. God wants us to have a full life, not only to exist, praise his holy name, because to only exist is to live without a divine purpose. You know, some people say, I just want to exist. Well, you go ahead and exist, but I don't want to just exist. I want a purpose. I need a purpose in my life. I want to be able to wake up in the morning with a purpose, with a plan. See, a plan to live for God and not a plan to live for Satan, but a plan, that's why I call it a divine purpose. You see, everybody have a purpose. Some people's purpose is just to exist. There's other people's purpose, amen, is just to go out and steal from people, or go out to try to get over on people. That's their purpose, but that's not a divine purpose. A divine purpose can only be given to us, amen, by the Spirit of the Lord. Without a full life, we would die an empty death. Let me say that again. Without a full life, which God wants us to have, which the Lord Jesus Christ said, I come to give life, and not just life, but to its fullness. Well, without a full life, we'll die an empty death. What a privilege it is to receive the gift of eternal life from the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't have to do any works because we are saved by grace. In other words, it's not about how good you are that Christ will give you, amen, salvation. It's because he loves us. It's because it is his will for all men and women and children to be saved. Is the problem is that everyone don't want it. Amen. The problem is that people run from it. The problem is that people laugh at you and look at you with cross eyes and look at you like you crazy because you can say hallelujah, because you can say amen, because you can say Jesus is Lord, because you can say I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. Amen. So they look at you like you a fool. But let me tell you, the flip is that they are the fools because they live in an illusion. They live in a world of darkness. I often say this, how can people be happy in their own misery? Isn't that an illusion, to be happy in your own misery? I drive through certain areas in the neighborhood, and the neighborhood is a reflection of the spirit in that community. If that neighborhood is all torn up and houses burned up, amen, grass not being cut, amen, hallelujah, the house don't have curtains on it, amen, and no blinds, but newspaper or hanging sheets over the windows, you know what kind of house that is, amen. That is a house of darkness. That is a house that is filled with misery. But yet the people sit on the porch and they stand outside, amen, and they're laughing and they're joking like they're having a good time. It's just that they're happy in their own misery. I choose not to live that kind of life. Amen, amen, amen. I want the joy of the Lord. I want the grace of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord only wants us to accept him as our personal Savior. What's wrong with that, of accepting him? How do we accept him? Well, amen, prayer, that you pray.
And it goes like this. Lord, save me. That's simple. I could tell you other things to say, but if you just look up and say, Lord, save me, that's a sinner's prayer. Why? Because you, first of all, you recognize that, amen, that your life has become unmanageable as a result of having the sin nature. So you look up and say, Lord, save me. Hey, you need to try it sometimes. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we think that we got to say a long prayer. Amen. That we got to pray like somebody else. That it have to be articulated. Amen. That the words have to, every T must be crossed and every I must be dotted. And that we have to speak. Well, let me tell you, I talk as Thai tongue. I got that from my mother. Amen. And I'm not ashamed of it. Amen. But I'm not ashamed of speaking because I speak Thai tongue. Amen. There's certain words that I can't express. Amen. As well as somebody else. Amen. Who has a higher education. Amen. But yet, you're not the education. See? The right way to say it is education. But I say education. Why? Because that's the way that I talk. Amen. But yet, I speak, amen, with the truth. I speak with the divine presence of the Lord in me. The old person must die and no longer exist. See, when you're filled with the Spirit of the Lord, the old person, the sinful nature is no longer there. I often say that you cannot, amen, have Christ and the devil in your life at the same time. Either you love the other, either you love one or you hate the other. But you cannot love both. Amen. You can't love God and Satan. You can't serve God and Satan at the same time. You can't straddle the fence, because if you straddle the fence, you're going to fall on the wrong side. Amen. Either you love God or you hate Satan. Choose. Make your choice today. The old person must die and no longer exist. The new person is resurrected through the power of the Holy Spirit. The new person doesn't have the desire to satisfy the sin nature, because the sin nature has been buried with Christ, and the resurrection of the dead has taken on the Christ-like nature, only seeking to satisfy the Spirit of God, not to satisfy the sin nature. When you have been born again, saints, amen, the sin nature is dead. When you are born again, you're no longer a sinner. I hate it when I hear people say it's because of their own ignorance, amen, that I'm a sinner saved by grace. No, amen, once you have been endowed with the Holy Spirit, you are no longer a sinner. What is a sinner? A sinner is a person who practices sin. Hallelujah. Of course we make mistakes. Of course we say things that we shouldn't say. Of course we fall short of the glory of God. Amen. But when you are saved, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you can, yes, you can still fall short, but that doesn't mean you are a sinner. That means you are a practitioner of sin. Well, I'm not a sinner, and I will no longer say I'm a sinner saved by grace, because that is, amen, contradicting what the Word of God says. Hallelujah. What does it say? Well, 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Let me show you this. The book of 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verses says, He is a new creature, for the old creature has faded away. So therefore, the new and the old cannot exist together. Hallelujah. Didn't I make it plain there? Let me say it again. The new and the old cannot exist together. When you want to buy new clothes and your whole closet is filled with old clothes, you got to throw the old clothes away in order to have enough room for the new clothes, amen, to be in that closet. The same thing with our personality. The old
But you can't do it without the Spirit of God. You cannot be resurrected without the Spirit of life, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. But when, if you desire, amen, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, all you have to do is ask Him and mean it when you ask. How do you say it? Well, in your own way. That's right. Not the way I say it, but the way you say it. You might say, Jesus, I'm struggling. I need more of your Spirit. Give me your Spirit, Lord. Whatever how you say it. Don't you know God wants to hear that from you? But if you don't say it, you won't get it. Amen. If you don't ask, you will not receive it. Amen. Once again, 2 Corinthians, 5th chapter, and the 17th verse says, He is made a new creation, but an old creation has gone away. That means now I have been made new, and an old self has died. You got to bury, you got to mortify the sinful nature. You got to bury that sinful nature and never let it rise again. It's like there's a saying that me and my wife says in our affirmation, amen, I will not let the beast in me hold me back from my spiritual destiny, but I will rise and walk upright in Christ's name, in Jesus' name. In other words, I refuse to let the old sinful nature rise up. Amen? Keep it buried. Bury it as deep as you can bury it. But see, it's the Holy Spirit that buries it for you. Because once you say, Jesus, I want to live for you, and say it and mean it, Jesus will come into your heart and He will change you. He will change the way that you talk. He will change, amen, the songs that you sing. See, we shall sing a new song. We shall speak in new tongues. Speaking in new tongues is that your conversation will change. Amen? You will not talk the same way anymore. Your conversation will be all about Jesus. Amen? You won't be joking and poking around like everybody else just because you want to be accepted. If you hang out with them, you're going to end up talking like them. Amen? Amen? That's just the way it is. So, amen, we shall speak in new tongues. We shall put on a new thought. Amen? Our thinking would change because the Holy Spirit has changed us. Amen? Hallelujah. We shall dance a new dance. Amen? I'm no longer dancing like they dance in the world. I'm not shaking my behind like I used to shake my behind in the world. But my dance now, amen, is a holy dance. Amen? My new partner is Jesus. I'm dancing with the Lord. I'm dancing a praise dance. Hallelujah. There's a difference in praise dancing, amen, and shaking your booty dancing, if you allow for me to say that. Just let me be down to earth with you. Amen. Shaking your booty dancing is shaking your booty for the devil. Women need to change the way they dress out here. It is a shame to see a woman walking in church and she's supposed to be a minister. I'm not talking about a woman that's not a minister. I'm talking about a woman in church and a minister and her bosom is showing. Amen. What kind of example is that showing the young lady, amen, that is there? Amen. That doesn't mean that she changed. Amen. She's still holding on to the old ways. She's still holding on to the cabaret type of drink, of dressing. She's still trying to get a man. Amen. That type of, amen, idea. Instead of seeking the Lord, she's seeking a man. And even if she be out there preaching, she can speak in tongues, but her action is different from her words. Because if she was sanctified in the Lord, her dress would change. It would, and that short dress, amen, would get lengthened. Amen. I hear women say, oh, I got to be a woman. Well, being a woman is not being, you know what I'm talking about, loose, put it that way. Dressing loose. Amen. Men, amen, in church, the same way with the men, amen, they're supposed to be changed, amen, but yet Hallelujah. Their pants, they walk in church with their pants drooping down, showing their behind. That's not, amen, being, amen, respectable unto the Lord's house. When you walk in the Lord's house, you're supposed to be clean. When you walk in the Lord's house, amen, you're supposed to have a new self. You're not supposed to have the old self walking in the Lord's house. Those who walk in bring the devil in with them when they dress like the devil, the way the devil wants them to dress. A person know how they look before they leave the house, especially a woman, because I know that. I was raised around women in the house, that you're going to look in that mirror before you leave the house. A lot of times you're going to change your manner of what you're going to wear, amen, before you leave that house. You're going to look at your face, and you're going to see if it's too much makeup or if it's no makeup at all, you know how that face is going to look. Hallelujah. So don't be surprised when someone give them a pull-up about their dress, and they are surprised, and they, amen, they're insulted because a church woman, a mother of the church, pulled them aside and said, "Child, you got to change the way you dress. It's just the way it's supposed to be." If they choose not to come back, amen, then they don't have to come back. But if they seek in the Lord, they will come back. So we should have a new way of dressing. We have a new walk. We should put on a new attitude. Praise the Lord. Everything about us shall be made new. Glory to the Lord. What a joy that would be. Our eyes would be anointed with a new way of seeing things about our own life and the life of others. We'll stop judging one another when the Holy Spirit, amen, exists in us or lives in us and have his way in us. Glory be to God. That is what God wants. That is what salvation is about. So now you understand what salvation is. When someone say, "Are you saved?" consider within yourself before you answer that question. Are you saved? Yes, I'm saved. How do you know you're saved? Because the old man, the old person is no longer alive. The new person in Christ has resurrected. Just like Jesus rose on the third day, I rose in Jesus. I rose with him. For the old man is dead. I'm no longer the same man. I don't even desire to fulfill the nature of the flesh. Oh, sometimes the flesh will try to rise up in me. But I know, and I check them, and I say, "Stay down. Stay buried." Hallelujah. Because the flesh is tricky. The flesh is strong, yes. But the Holy Spirit is more powerful than the flesh. So I'm glad today that I'm saved. I'm glad today that I'm sanctified, separated from the world. I am a Nazarite in Christ. For I have been chosen by God, amen, to live for him, to teach his holy word. I've been chosen to prophesy. I have been chosen to heal the sick. I've been chosen to make the lame walk again. I've been chosen to give sight to the blind. I've been chosen, amen, to make the prisoners free. That is what my life is all about. And I'm not ashamed. For Christ said, "If you be ashamed of me before the world, I'll be ashamed of you before the Father." Don't be ashamed to say that you love Jesus. Don't you know that we're living in the days of time, amen, that Christians are being challenged, amen, to conform to the pattern of the world. Christians are being challenged to accept, amen, what Satan does. I know we got a few minutes left, but let me give you another example. I'm not going to give a name, but there's a person amen, there's a person, amen, that is a transgender that had the sex change, so to speak. And they no longer choose to live as a man, but they choose to live as a woman. And they change their name to a woman's name. And don't you know that they are being, amen, praised because of that? There are people who's calling this he a she, amen, saying she because he desired to be a she. So everyone accepted him as a she. Well, I don't, because the word of God says, Adam and Eve. The word of God said, woman and man shall be married, shall be one. There's no excuse to say, well, I have a woman in me, living in me, although I'm a man, but I have a woman living in me. That is a lie from hell. That's nothing but the devil deceiving that individual. That individual can be saved from that spirit of deception. They're trying to make them, amen, not be who God birthed them to be. It's Satan that comes into a spirit of a person and deceive them to make a man think that they should be a woman, or a woman think that they should be a man. I'm just telling you like it is. If the Supreme Court was to pass that law, and that's what they're doing now, considering rather to say that it is lawful that the same genders, amen, can be married. Oh, glory be to God, then that would shake up the whole world. And that would be an abomination to God himself. And this country is enough trouble as it is. But the wrath of God will come down upon this country, upon this nation, and that if they approve and make it lawful that man can marry man or woman can marry woman. Oh, my goodness. Amen. Amen. Woe unto them. Woe unto this country. Amen. Who accept that as being acceptable. That's what I mean by an illusion of the world. Amen. And I thank God that Michigan law governor, I'm a governor, says that if you're a faith-based ministry and you choose not to marry same sexes, then you can not do it. If you choose not to, it's okay. That's a law that's been passed in Michigan. Thank God for that. Amen. So therefore, I don't have to worry about going to jail, amen, if I refuse to marry, amen, the same sex. And if that law was passed, if I go to jail for refusing, I just have to go to jail. Jesus went to jail. Amen. Amen. So if Jesus, amen, was falsely accused and thrown into prison, amen, then I will do it like Jesus, and I will still praise his holy name. Well, saints, this brings a close, amen, to our church service today. You heard the announcement earlier, amen. So just comply to that and remember that, and may the Lord continue to bless each and every one of you. We love you, amen, speaking, and along with my wife and I, we want to let you know that we love you and that we truly appreciate you, and may the Lord continue, amen, to wait to make your way easy. And remember, God can do what? He can do anything. Amen. And we love the Lord.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Well, yeah.
Well, I know he can.
You're not sure that
all right.
Can.